The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus prayed for his disciples, saying, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the one destined to be lost, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I am coming to you, and I speak these things in the world, so that they may have my joy made complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. On the night before he will be crucified, Jesus prays for his disciples, saying, Father, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. Now, one's name in ancient Jewish culture, and in many cultures even today, reflects that person's character, identity, disposition, what they are like. For instance, when Jesus renamed Simon Peter, which means rock, it gives us a sense of what Peter was like. Thus, in today's gospel, instead of Father, I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world, the New Century Translation reads, Father, I showed what you are like to those you gave me from the world. And how had Jesus shown his disciples what God is like? Through his teaching and healing, and through his own example of living a life of compassion, mercy, and love. A life lived at one with God and humanity. A life lived within the kingdom of God come on earth. In today's gospel reading, Jesus has just finished his Last Supper with his disciples. He knows he will soon be leaving this world, and that his disciples will remain in the world. Jesus recognizes that living the kind of life that he himself lived on earth, living a life in his name, will not be easy. The vast majority of the world does not live a life of compassion, mercy, and self-offering love, nor does it have unity as a core value. More often, self-gain, competition, and polarization seem to be the prevailing characteristics of the kingdoms of this world. And the kingdoms of this world do not take kindly to the kingdom of God and those who live within it and abide by its commandments. Shortly after Jesus speaks the words we just read in our gospel, some leaders of Jesus' own religion will turn him over to the Romans to be crucified. His crime? Teaching and living a life contrary to the prevailing religious and political culture of his day. And Jesus realizes that his disciples, if they remain steadfast to his teachings and the example of his life, if they remain in the Father's loving character and identity, if they remain in the Father's name, in Jesus' name, they will face similar opposition. In his prayer for his disciples, Jesus says to his heavenly Father, "The world has hated them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world." And so he asks his heavenly Father to protect his disciples from the temptations and snares of this world, protect them from falling away from his Father's name and sliding into lockstep with the world's culture and values. It is difficult to remain in the Father's name. For you and I are surrounded on all sides by our culture and its values and mindset. And it is hard not to let our culture's values and mindset seep into our own mindset and value structure, coloring our perceptions and values like a strong dye colors wool. Living a life in the Father's name, what we today might call a life lived in Jesus' name, was countercultural in Jesus' day, and it is countercultural today. And the prevailing culture rarely looks kindly on what is countercultural. Studies show that a large number of Christians today are more devoted to the prevailing culture and its mindset than to their own faith. They often confuse the two or fuse the two, thinking that their faith is the same as this world's values and mindset. It's so easy to do, my friends. And I think it's because there's an innate need within us to be devoted to something, to be devoted to a person or a religion, a nation, a political party or ideology, or to God. The problem, I think, is that devotion feels like devotion no matter what its object. And the very feeling of devotion seems to carry with it a sense of holiness and righteousness. Again, no matter what the object of our devotion is. And so it can feel like we are being holy and righteous when we are devoted to our own denomination, our nation, our political party or ideology, a person or a cause. But Jesus taught us that no one can serve two masters. No one can fully devote himself or herself to two conflicting priorities or allegiances. And a life lived in the Father's name has priority and allegiances that conflict with a life lived in the name of our culture and its many manifestations. This is why Jesus prays, Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Keep them, he is saying, in that same divinely loving spirit and character that you have given me, so that they may not be divided, but united. The Message translation reads in that verse, Holy Father, guard them as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me, so they can be one heart and mind. Guard them as they pursue this life that you conferred as a gift through me. Jesus wants his disciples and us to live life as he lived it on earth, with self-offering love as its distinguishing trait. But Jesus knows how easily, subtly, and alluringly the world's values and ways of thinking can cause us to drift away from being centered in God's name, God's spirit, God's character, God's life. And this is why he tells us to pray, let us not be led into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And this is why in our gospel two Sundays ago, Jesus kept stressing to his disciples the need to stay connected to him in spirit and allegiance after he leaves them in body, and goes into heaven. I am the true vine, Jesus said in our gospel 2 weeks ago. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in, stay connected to me. He wanted his disciples to stay connected to him, to draw their life from him, not from the world. And he wants us to stay connected to and draw our lives from him, not from the world. Richard Rohr writes, if we don't live from within our own center of connection and communion with God, we'll go spinning around other things. If we don't live from within our own center of connection and communion with God, we'll go spinning around other things. My friends, what are our lives spinning around? Our own center of connection and communion with God, or other things?